In 2021, an annual survey found that crabs in Alaskan fisheries had reached an all-time low. The Red King crab fishery was closed. The snow crab fishery cut to a tenth of the previous year's take. After another bad survey last year, the Red King crab fishery closed again, and the snow crab fishery closed for the first time ever. Researchers are scrambling to understand the crab's collapse. Preliminary data from this year's survey suggests another year of closed or severely limited fisheries, with decisions on crab catch limits expected in early October, shortly before the season and traditionally opens. Scientists say 2 years of low sea ice cover and abnormally warm ocean temperatures due to climate change in 2018 and 2019 have altered the ecosystem in a way that snow crab couldn't survive, said Mike Litzode, lab director at the Kodiak Fisheries Science Center. Their annual survey, which was skipped in 2020 due to COVID, found total crab populations in the Bering Sea plummeted from an all-time high of 11.7 billion in 2018 to 940 million in 2021, the lowest ever recorded. Researchers this year brought samples of crab back to Kodiak for further analysis, exploring how snow crab respond to stress in their environment, including rising heat. In May, the U.S. Department of Commerce allocated almost $192 million to help Alaska fisheries affected by the closures of the king and snow crab fisheries for the last 2 years. But some crab fishers think many boats will go out of business before that money arrives. Further details on the king and snow crab fishery closures available by visiting this story at radiokenai.com.